بسم الله، الحمد لله، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. The following is a section pertaining to removing najas filth, najasa. Among the conditions of the validity of prayer is to be clear of najas filth in one's body, even inside one's mouth and nose. Clothes, place of prayer, that is what his body comes in contact with while praying, and what one carries in prayer, such as a bottle containing najas filth or a tissue that has non-exempted najas filth on it carried in one's pocket. If najas filth contacts one who is praying, his body or clothing or what one carries on one's shoulder, one's prayer is invalidated, whether the najas filth is dry or moist. Unless the najas filth is thrown away immediately by shaking off the dry najas filth that had fallen on one's body or on what one is wearing, or by immediately throwing what one carries on one's shoulders, whether the najas filth is dry or moist, one's prayer is not invalidated. Or if it is an exempted najas filth, such as the blood of one's wound, one's prayer is not invalidated either. It is also an obligation to remove a non-exempted najas filth for one's prayer to be valid by using none other than purifying water to remove the najas filth and its properties, that is, the taste, color, and odor. For this is the only way to clean an area contaminated with a non-exempted najas filth, because water is the tool of purification. This is in the case of the najas filth that is with discernible characteristics, najasa ayniyya. However, in the case of the najas filth which does not have any discernible characteristics, najasa hukmiyya, that is the najas filth, the color, taste, or odor of which cannot be detected, such as urine that has dried and no odor, taste, or color is detected, the place contaminated with such a najas filth is purified by pouring water on it once. The najas filth of a dog or a pig, or that which is a breed of both or one of them, is removed by washing the najas filthy area 7 times, one of which is mixed with purifying soil. Until water is murky by it, and for the water to reach every part of the contaminated area. The washing, which removes the physical presence of the najas filth, is deemed one wash, even if they were numerous. That is, the wash that is needed to remove the physical najas filth of a dog, along with its characteristics of taste, color, and odor, whether this is accomplished by one or several washes, is considered one wash. Hence, 6 more washes are needed. In the case of using little water, that is less than 2 qullas, for removing all types of the najas filth, it is required to pour the water on the najas filth, because the najas filth will contaminate the little water if the najas filth was introduced to it. However, putting a najas filth in an amount of water which is 2 qullas or more will not make the water najas filthy unless it changes it. I ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to enable us to perform the obligations and refrain from the sins, and Allah ta'ala knows best. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.